It's Friday, the 9th of May, and I'm talking earlier in my audio than normal because I want to drown out that big can that's just about to fly over the head as soon as I hit record. Go away, go away, go away. Well, it's actually quite a nice one, although the forecast ain't good. We've had quite a wee bit of rain. Say so since yesterday afternoon. It's dry now. Well, the rain's off. Garden's wet. And there are blue skies. And some sunshine. But generally, lots of those mischievous dark grey clouds hanging about. So we may be rained. No, I suspect we will be rained on. No matter, it's a lovely fresh morning. The apple tree is getting better and better every day. It's going to be glorious. Please God, we don't get some atrocious weather that will take all the blossom off. That'd be a damn shame. Is it gone yet? No, I can still hear a wee bit. And I'm, although this has nothing to do with morning thoughts, I'm monitoring my audio this morning, because yesterday I thought I had a great capture of the blackbird on the stereo sound, and my device had decided to act up on one channel, so I'm keeping an eye on it orally, if you like, and it's fine. It sounds fine this morning. It's frustrating. I suppose frustration is about anything, isn't it? I mean, if something doesn't work the way you thought it would work, doesn't matter what it is, or something you expected to happen didn't work, you get frustrated. You know, that apple pie that you've just made doesn't taste so good once it comes out of the oven. Frustration. I suppose the opposite of frustration might be acceptance. Accepting those big metal cans going overhead. It's part of life now. Here anyway. Accepting that your apple pie, that you made a mess of it. Just get on with it. Either eat it or give it away. I think if I could personally accept more in life, instead of just getting frustrated, you know. I know it's not easy. You know, sitting in a queue of traffic going nowhere, you'd be a Nick Holloway Vox if you sat there and just chilled and accepted your fate. Most of us, I suspect, including me, we'd be alright for a wee while, then we'd get so wound up and frustrated. What's that all about, frustration, anyway? But then again, as I said, we'd all be saints if we just accepted, oh, it's okay, we're stuck in this traffic jam, but hey, that's just the way it is. We'd just accept it, just, you know, start singing songs or making names or phrases out of registration plates. Playing I spy my little eye, something beginning with A, V, F, D. Yes, a very frustrated driver. That would be me. Actually, I'm actually quite a cool head. My wife is not as cool as me, even when I'm driving. If she had the horn in her hand, it'd be tooted quite often. I've just trained myself over the years to be, well, just to accept that people in general on roads, there's a lot of bad drivers out there, let's say. And I've trained myself to be pretty cool, actually. It's just a pity that I can't actually transfer it into certain parts of my life. I get very frustrated about my memory. I get very frustrated about my white finger, which can flare up and did flare up yesterday evening. What was a nice day, a very pleasant day. I get frustrated about that. So I have a lot to go yet. A lot of retraining. And frustration can be a nasty thing. I know with me, if I allow it to get to me, like a job that's not going well, like a screw, or the box of screws I knew I've got somewhere, I know I've got it somewhere and I can't find it, I hunt. I get so wound up. I really do. I know it's there, I know it's there, I put it there. But it's not there. So then an argument ensues within my head. It's hard. At least it's hard for me. I'd love to be able to chill just about anything. Yeah, well, I suppose that's what makes me what I am. I should accept that, shouldn't I? Dangerous to play with words. Stalling over now. I can smell the rain coming. I can sense it. I think the wee blue tits are nesting in my tree box again. It looks like the way they're heading. I can't see around corners, so I can't tell. And I got a gorgeous bird in the garden yesterday. They've only ever been to the garden once before. And, well, I can only say I saw one. And it was so stunning in its summer garb. It was a bullfinch. This bird is tropically coloured. It's like one of those gorgeous wee birds you get over there in the middle, not the Middle East, those islands and places that are beautiful birds. Oh my god! I wouldn't be a very good David Attenborough, would I? No, it was on the feeder, the bullfinch. It was absolutely stunning. I called my wife to the window to see it. And then I got my book out and realised I'd spotted it once in the garden before. It was a gorgeous bird. Nice to see them because they're pretty discreet birds. Don't really normally frequent the rural districts. So it was nice to see it in my garden. Naval was a part of a footing visit. I really should set up a webcam out my window and then review it. I wouldn't have time to review X amount of hours of footage. would only be another time consuming part of my day.